Alright, now I'm going to talk about the log keeper. The person who clips this is called the Clapper Boy, but the people who are in charge of keeping a record of all the different shots and all the different things that have been done in the movie, or in the filming of the movie, it's called a log keeper. Their job is to make sure that every shot gets recorded and planned out, and so the director can keep track of what has been done already or not. So that's what a log keeper is, and you know, this is to record, this is which scene it is, which shot it is, and how many times they've done that shot. So that's why they're the log keeper.
So you know what a log keeper is.
Stay with us. Coming up next is Mei Guo Liu, American Slang.
We take off tomorrow afternoon. Drop our fire and head for China. Our mission is to hit military targets, aircraft, and tank factories.
Colonel, you've given us the homing beacons, but you've also told us that China is overrun with Japanese troops. What do we do if the beacons are switched off?
You bring it down any way you can and do your best to avoid capture.
What do we do if our planes are damaged and have to bail out over Japan?
Well, in that situation, I can't tell you what you should do.
What would you do, Colonel?
I wasn't built to be a prisoner. So I would have my crew bail out. I'd find the sweetest military target I could and drive my plane right smack into the middle of it and kill as many of those bastards as I possibly could. But that's just me.
I'm 45 years old. I'm an old man. You guys have your whole lives ahead of you. So what we do is up to you.
今天要教给你的俚语是 It's up to you.
So what you do is up to you.
Okay, it's up to you means just it's your decision. 由你来决定，由你说了算。给你举个例子。Okay, you can study English or Spanish. It's up to you. 你可以学英语，也可以去学西班牙语，你自己定好了。It's up to you. 好吗？ Give you another example.You can have any sweater you want. You can have any sweater you want. It's up to you. The color's up to you. Okay? 想穿什么样的毛衣自己定好了。颜色你来挑。颜色你自己来选。你来决定。The color is up to you. Okay? 当然了如果你想学英文的话你也可以说我要看什么节目呢 Well, 是 Action English 还是什么其他的 But it's up to you. 由你自己选。由你说了算。记住了吗由你定。什么什么 is up to you.
I wasn't built to be a prisoner. So I would have my crew bail out. I'd find the sweetest military target I could and drive my plane right smack into the middle of it and kill as many of those bastards as I possibly could. But that's just me.
45 years old, I'm an old man. You guys have your whole lives ahead of you. So what you do is up to you.
Wow, check
this out. The heat, 1700 miles. All right. Hey, Betty. No, Betty, get up.
Come on.
You gotta stand up, please.
What do you mean, get up?
Just stand up. Betty?
Red, come on! We got a dinner reservation.
Can I get a minute?
What's the matter, you sick?
Can a guy propose?
好，看过这个段落以后， 我教给你的第一个口语句就是 What do you mean get up?
No, Betty, get up. You gotta stand up, please.
What do you mean? Yes. If you understand the words of someone said, but you don't understand the whole meaning of what they said, you can just ask them, What do you mean? 他的意思是如果你懂一个人的话的表面的意思可是你不明白他为什么要这么讲的时候我们会用这个句子叫你什么意思这句话的英语就是 What do you mean? OK? 你究竟是什么意思叫 What do you mean? 好了来给你举个例子You can say What do you mean we have no more milk? I just bought some yesterday 你的同屋跟你说约翰咱们的牛奶又没了于是你跟他说 你什么意思 Why? 怎么可能又没你什么意思我昨天刚买了一大堆，对吗？啊，这个就是 What do you mean? What do you mean? OK?
No, Betty, get up.
Come on.
You gotta stand up, please.
What do you mean?
Just stand up. Betty?
Ray, come on! We got a dinner reservation.
Can I get a minute?
我们今天要学习的第二个口语句子是Can I get a minute?
No, Betty, get up.
Come on.
You gotta stand up, please.
What do you mean, get up?
Just stand up. Betty?
Red, come on! We got a dinner reservation.
Can I get a minute?
Yes. Can I get a minute means just, wait, hold down, okay? Just wait just a minute. Just 等一下好吗能不能等我一下等一会儿好吗他的意思举个例子给你
Well, you can say, well, gosh, I think I hurt myself. Can I get a minute?
我把我的脚伤了我受伤了能等我一下吗你能等我一下吗 Can I get a minute?
Yes.
第二个例子 Well, hey, Michael, you work too fast. I'm tired. Can I get a minute? 你等等走那么快干嘛我太累了能等我一会儿吗你能等我一会儿吗怎么讲 Can I get a minute? 记住了吗但是小心在打电话的时候如果你想说你稍等我去给你找谁你可不能用这个句子你要用 Just a minute Just a minute I'll get her Just a minute 记住了吗 Yes
Can I get a minute?
What's the matter? You sick?
Can a guy propose?
刚才的节目里面有这样一句话叫 You sick?
What's the matter? You sick?
好这个句子是可以表达你对别人的关怀和问候的来记住它 你怎么了你病了吗 What's the matter? You sick? What's the matter here means What's the problem? 出什么问题没有举两个例子你就会使用它 Can you say Wow you're crying What's the matter? 你干嘛哭出什么事了You're crying, what's the matter? What's the matter? Okay. For another example, okay? Another example. You are acting strangely. What's the matter with you? 你最近怎么行为怪怪的？出什么事了吗？ You're acting strangely. What's the matter with you? Yes. 好了，就够了。但是如果基础好的同学可以再补充两个句子，他们一个意思，也非常常用，好吗？你注意好。第一个句子我们可以说 Well, what's got into you? What's got into you?Same, yes. 第二个句子我们可以说 What's going on? What's going on? 帮你小结一下当你表示关怀和关切的时候你问对方有什么事情没有出什么事没有我们可以说 What's the matter? What's the matter with you, right? You can also say What's got into you? What's got into you? 我们也可以说 What's going on? What's going on?
Can I get a minute?
What's the matter, you sick?
Can a guy propose?
好，今天的小李最后一个句子，那就是 Can a guy propose?
Can a guy propose?
Can a guy propose? Yes, propose here means just to ask someone to marry. 求婚的意思。Yes, for example, one. Did Ed propose to Jane yet? Did Ed propose to Jane? Propose to Jane yet?他的意思是他向他求婚了吗求没求婚 propose to somebody OK another example OK you say, well how did you propose to your wife、uh-huh. how did you propose to your wife 你当初是怎么向你老婆求婚的 ？Propose to somebody， 求婚你会了，再教给你两个其他有用的信息，一个是订婚，好，这个东西叫 get engaged to，OK？、Okay? Get engaged to， 如果我说谁和谁订婚了，一般要用过去式对吗？所以 get 换成 got， 于是我会说 A got engaged to B， 他们两个人订婚了，谁 got engaged to B。再补充一个短语是结婚，好，结婚的短语是 get married to， 一样的道理，谁和谁结婚了要用过去式是 A got married to B。 好，再小结一下这个点，第一个求婚叫 propose to， 第二个订婚叫 get engaged to， 第三个结婚叫 got married to。
Hi, I'm Jerry, and welcome to Movie Tunes. Today we're going to be talking about a song from the movie Top Gun, and that song is Take My Breath Away. Take My Breath Away means when you see someone that you really love, that you're really in love with, madly in love with, and you can't breathe. You know, you're so excited, you can't breathe. So that's Take My Breath Away. You take my breath away because you're so wonderful, you're so lovable that, I can't breathe when I see you. So watching every motion...in my foolish lover's gaze, like this is a gaze, you know, you look at something, and she's watching him look at something, but watching his face, every little movement that happens in his face. Finally, lovers know no shame. Now, shame is like when you've done something bad, and you know you've done something bad, and you feel really embarrassed about it, like when you're a child and you broke something, and your parents yell at you, and you feel very bad about it, and that's shame. But here, it's finally lovers know no shame because they're so crazy and so madly in love with each other that they don't know right from wrong. They don't know what's right and what's wrong, so they're not shameful. They don't feel shame about anything that happens or anything that they do. So, and this is back to foolish, turning and returning, some secret place inside.You know, someplace deep inside, someplace that she doesn't show everybody, he's so amazing that he can go there in her heart. He can touch that place inside of her. Watching in slow motion. So she's watching in slow motion. You know, in movies when something really important happens or something very dramatic happens, sometimes they play it very slowly. You know, the actor's like... That's slow motion, you know, very slow.And as you turn around and say, so she's watching in slow motion as he turns around and says, take my breath away. So it's like the first time I danced a slow dance with a girl, this song was playing. So, you know, I like this song. It brings back a lot of memories, you know, this kind of a dance. So I hope you understand the song now, and we'll take a listen now, and I'll see you next time.